Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me on my podcast, The Relationship Academy. I am Coach Norma, mother, relationship coach, author, entrepreneur. I know sometimes we all need a little help when it comes down to our relationship. This is why I decided to start this podcast to help married couples, domestic partners, and singles get their love life back on track and getting back to loving. So wherever category your relationship under, this podcast will touch on some things that will help you in your relationship. So stay tuned for this segment. Today's topic is about slang words for dating. So this is for my people who's dating and trying to get out there into the dating world, and you know, and we try to find out new ways to, you know, talking and see if we up on the game. I'm finna give you game on how to get back and start talking and understand what all these slang words they be talking about. I don't know what age group or people over 30 use them, or people over 40 use them, or people over 50 use them. I'm pretty sure you could probably come across somebody be like, I ain't ghosting you. I'm not gonna ghost you. So you don't know what ghosting means. I'm finna tell you. I'm finna give you all these slang words so you won't be left out. You'll be up on game, okay? Because Coach Norma go get you up on game. Okay, so dating nowadays can become more complicated due to technology being involved. You know, there are a lot of apps that's been using under right rules that, you know, that we follow. There are even there's different language that's being used, you know, like I just said, when it comes down to dating. And, you know, like, you know, if you in your 40s or 50s, you know, the type of game that we used to, you know, that we had, and, you know, words and slings that we used when it came down to dating. So now it's like a whole list of them now. It's like 40 words. Some of them I didn't know, I think, but I didn't know it went to this extent. Or how, you know, words be, you know, the slang words they're using nowadays, okay? I have 40 slang words, but this episode, it'll be a two-part episode. This will be part one, which will be 20, and the next part will be the second half, you know, the second half will be the other 20. The reason why I decided to break it down in two, because it's, I'm giving you the definition also, and some example of, you know, how they use it, you know, what these slang words are used for, okay? So if you could just bear with me, okay? So with these slang words, you know, they're going to be the terms, you know, and I hope this list will help you when you're trying to get out there back to the dating, and, you know, and you can find some good relationships where you, you know, from using, you know, when they, so you understand what they act with you when they use these words. You know, so, and it's funny, go back to a story with my kid's dad, and he was like, he came in and was talking to his friend on the phone. His friend, I guess his friend asked him, where you at? He said, he's shonen. I said, shonen? What the heck is a shonen? I know the song shonen. I'll define me some shonen. Hold up. Wait, what? So, you know, I was kind of like, throw back. It's kind of funny, but I was thrown back. But it was a slang word that they was using for whatever reason they was using it for. But, you know, I'm going to put you up on some game so you won't be left behind when, you know, people start throwing these words at you. Okay. So the first word of the 20, that of the 40 slang words for dating is backslide. Meaning, to date or hook up with someone you have previously dated, especially after a harsh breakup or fallout. Meaning, Tom Black's backslide with Kim despite Kim cheating on him with his brother. Tom just can't get over her. So pretty much he hooked back up with his ex. Period. Backslided. Get it? Okay. Next word, benching. Dating someone who you think has potential as a partner, so you keep them as on reserve. Okay, put them on the back burner just in case. That's what I call back burner. You make them as your backup plan. It can also mean putting aside a potential relationship for a better one, but baiting and keeping the other potential relationships. So benching means you being two-timing, pretty much. So somebody say, you hear him saying, oh, she being benched, or she benching, it just got you on standby. So you stand by. That's what we used to call it, stand by. You know what I'm saying? You just don't stand by. You waiting. Julie is manipulating and screening ladies. So you just screening, you know, you don't stand by. Pretty much you don't stand by. Period. You know, unless they find, and until they find something better. So if they don't find nothing better, they'll come back to you. Because you potential. But somebody say venture to you, you know where you at. You know, you won't stand back. You not their first choice, okay? Second one is bread crumbling. Now, when I seen this one, I was like, what? Okay, here we go. In a dating world, bread crumbling means being flirty or showing interest in a person non-committing manner. May be done to get physical, a little affection when the other person has no intent of following through. They just want to hook up. That's all. A quick hookup. One night stand. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's all that is, bread crumbling. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Just want to get you in the sack and do what they got to do and keep it moving. You know, so after you sleep with them, because that's what they want, pretty much that's all they wanted. They're not going to attend to you no more. You know, they're going to not want to talk to you no more because they got what they want. You know? Interesting. Caking. That's our next word. Simple, referred to as being sweet with someone you are dating. Okay? A little example. I am pretty jealous when Kanna sends she can cake by her boyfriend. She gets caked by her boyfriend. So he's just being sweet, a nice person. That's all it sounds like it is. He's a nice person and, you know, sweet. You know, he's a really good person pretty much. That's all I get out of it. Casual. You know, this is something we use. It means a dating relationship with no pressure, no requests, little effort to maintain. It may also be used for uncommitted relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's not no committed relationship. That's all it is. You know, I'm not really dating them. We're not in a committed relationship. You know, we hang out together, but that's it. That's it. You know, you don't hang out. You know, you just hang out. And that's it. Uncommitted relationship. Okay? Catch and release. Now, this one was funny to me. Okay, this one was funny. Catch and release. The practice of dating and flirting, but letting go once the other side start getting feelings. You know, so now somebody catching feelings, now you finna let them go. So Tom is a heartthrob that like to catch and release. He like the thrill of chase but not committing part. So he don't like to commit. You know, so that's catch and release. They don't like to commit. They'll get in a relationship and they'll let it go and they won't commit to it. It's not committing relationship. Catch and release. Catfishing. You know, catfishing is the act of luring a date on a dating someone by using fake profile online. Okay. Excuse me. So, excuse me. So Tina had went on a date and was talking to someone, and it turned out to be someone that's older, like an older dude who was catfishing her. Well, not meaning she was not talking to the person that she thought she was talking to. So she could have thought she was talking to this guy with the abs and, you know, muscle, he flexing. And then she meet up with him and he's some fat dude with a big old beard and, you know, with a beard down in his stomach, with his stomach sticking out. Not nothing wrong with no big people, but when you catfish somebody, this is what it'd be described as, because you was pretending that you was someone else and you catfished that person. Okay? So that's what catfishing is. Not being a person who they thought you was. You was someone different. You were looking different. Your name. Sometimes I had seen one episode I seen, it was two episodes. One episode, the girl was catfished by her ex-boyfriend, but he was going as somebody else, right? Then the other girl was catfishing, saying she was a dude, and kind of find out she was a guy. It was a female that was talking to a dude she thought was a dude, but then when she went there and meet the dude, it was a female. So, you know, both of these are examples of being catfish, okay? Cookie jarring. Similar to benching, it is a meaning of keeping someone as a reserve, especially when you already dating someone. So this is someone who already dating someone. It's a cookie jarring. You keep that person locked in that jar, and you got some whole other relationship, whole other family somewhere else. You know, so after find an example, she broke up with Paul after finding out he was cookie jarring his co-worker. So he was dating one person, and then she found out he was dating someone else. So he was dating two people. So we call them players. You know, player. You got two of them. You know, so that's what they call nowadays, cookie jarring. Cuffing season is referred to winter and fall months where the weather is cold. People want to date and experience the warmth of a relationship during this period. Okay. Lisa seems to always have dates during the cuffing season, but she always realized at the end that she wanted to be free and single again. So she just only want to be with somebody for a season, or he want to be with somebody just for that moment, you know, not full time. It was just for that moment, the cuffing season. That's all they wanted. So it wasn't about relationship long term. It was just something for the moment. Okay. Cushioning. Similar to bitching and cookie jarring, cushioning means keep in touch with a potential date just in case your main partner fails. This allows you to have a cushion to land softly on. So you won't be by yourself because you have something to fall back on and won't be alone. Okay. All right, cushioning. Dear John, a breakup text or a letter sent to someone you are dating made famous, the Dear John letter, you know, Dear John, it was famous during World War I and World War II. Okay. Sean got sent a Dear John letter because his girlfriend couldn't handle him being away. So she just wrote him a quick little letter. Dear John, we can't be together. Okay. So the next one is DTF. DTF, short for down to. Okay, I'm not gonna say it. This is a PG show. Down to, just think about it, okay? In a dating game, DTF means is a person is willing to have sexual relationship instantly. Just ready to do it. Just, that's it, DTF. You know, so you hear somebody say, oh, I just want a DTF, we just DTF. They wanna get down and dirty. They want a little cookie. They want some cookie. They want a little of that cookie, you know. Or even the females, they want that, you know. They want to see what banana plants are made of. Okay. All right. So that's what. Okay. And the example for that was, Sheila had been craving physical action for a long time. She listed her dating profile as DTF. Wow. They even letting it known that's all they want to do. Oh, it is getting up. It is getting crazy up in here now. DTF. Wow. People is actually listing this. That's all they want to do. That's interesting. Okay. Okay. The next one is DTR. Standing for definition. Defining the relationship. When dating someone, it is a potential moment in which you are and your partner decide if you want to take it to a higher level. Continue dating. Okay. So defining the relationship, DTF, defining the relationship. Okay. We had the DTF conversation. We sadly decided just to be friends. So the DTF, defining what your relationship are. Okay. That would make sense. Fricking is similar to flinging, dating, or having intimate short-term relationship during summer break. So these are just the quick hookups for the summer. These are some summer hookups, okay? So, Tim was fricking with Stan in the film, but they eventually realized their love for each other. Oh, so they kind of hooked up after just trying to hook up. You know, they were just messing around and they hooked up. Frickling. Okay. Flinging. Okay. That's like a fling. It's like a fling, but they got a little bit more serious with it, I guess. FWB. Short for, we all know this one, friends with benefits. Maintaining a sexual friendship relationship with someone without being formally in a relationship. Jack and Jill are FBWs, and to be honest, I want what they have. That's not me saying that. I just read that. I'm good. I do not want no friends relationship. Ain't got time for those, because people can tend to be, you know, get a little bit more serious than they be showing up at the house. And, you know, I just start thinking, but no, they good. So that's what FWB, friends with benefit. FWB, friends with benefits. Getting pinned is our next one. An old slang word for being official, a couple, or when dating get to another level. Okay. Now, Brie personally getting pinned, I do not recall that one, but it says an old term. They are getting pinned and they want the world to know, so they change their Facebook status. Okay, couple. Okay, go ahead, getting pinned. They change this. You're changing your Facebook status when you get pinned. Okay, so ghost busting. When someone who's got ghost busted tried to communicate with that person, and then are ghost busting. A clever reference to Billy Murphy film. Okay, so he got so dependent that he started ghost busting. Okay, with someone who got ghosted. Okay, tries to communicate. Okay, so pretty much like a stalker. He need to get a lot. Okay, ghostbusting is like a stalker. That's all it is, like a stalker. But they saying ghostbusting. Okay, anywho, ghostbusting is a stalker. Okay, and that's layman terms, stalker. Okay, but it's ghostbusting. When it said famous. Okay, yeah, it said when someone ghosted and tried to communicate with the person, then they are ghostbusted. A clever reference. He got so desperate that he started ghostbusting Kim every night. It's just like stalking. That's a stalker. Ghostbusting is stalking. Okay, ghosting, a very famous slang word, especially in the digital age. The act of ghosting, meaning cut off communication and disappear away from someone, especially someone who you date but no longer is interested in. Tim is still crying after getting ghosted by Paula. He later found out she got back with her ex. Typical. That's why you got ghost. You was just a side dude. You was just temporary. You was a temp. Okay. Okay. Go and study. That's old. We did that one before. It's meaning dating each other. Exclusivity for formula maturity as relationships. You know, you're in a happy relationship pretty much. And you actually dated someone. Go and study. It's an old school. So that's nothing new. That's still a slang word, but it's nothing new. Okay. And I'm happy I'm happy for Tom and Kim for going study. I think they are good and match for each other. So they just went study. You know what that means. Okay. Hang out. A casual or chill way for staying away to of having. Oh, a casual or a chill way of saying to have a date, hang out. I went to hang out with my babe last night, but he got overtime work for his boss. Okay, so, you know, hang out. We know what hang out means. Okay, the next one is hunting. When someone you were dating ghosts but started to randomly express interest or try to make their presence known again to you. Okay, Billy ghosted me, but I've been getting hunted last night. Too bad for him. I am now in a happy, mature relationship. So, hunting is something like ghosting. But it's random expression, so they show a little bit more affection after, you know, they be hunting. It's still kind of like stalking and trying to get in touch with somebody, and you show an interest, and you know that it's not reciprocated back to them because they don't move on because you ghost them, you know. So what do you expect? So on to the next. Okay, well, this is our last one, and I believe that would be our 20th, would be hooked up. We didn't know what hooked up is. This is old school as well. To have sexual relationship in a date or encounter with no commitment requirements. He hooked up with a lot of girls he met on the trip until he met her and started to get serious. Okay, so that he hooked up with some people. So pretty much that's 20 of the slang words. This is just part one. I will be coming back with part two of the other 20 slang words. And this is just for the people who is getting back into dating, or you know, if you know you're in a relationship and you hear your partner talking about somebody don't hooked up, or you know, caked, or you know, catch and release catfish, and whatever all these other ones that I said, you know, they talking about. You have an idea. Just give me some clues on, you know, what it is to get back into the dating game in this day and age, and some of the words or the terms that are being used. Okay, so I want to thank everyone for coming through, hanging out with your girl on this 20 slang words for dating. All right, and like again, my name is Norma. I am a coach. I'm a relationship coach, specialized mainly in dating. And if you would like a session with me on dating, to help you get back to dating, you can contact me on Facebook and Essen Relationship Coaching, or you can go to my personal page, Norma Norman, and message me, and we can do a session. And the first session is free for 30 minutes, and we can see our real match. And then if we're a match, then I'll cook you up with whatever session that we have for the, you know, whatever I feel that you would need. So I want to thank you again for coming through and hanging out with your girl, and I'll talk with you later. Bye.